This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 377, down 1. July corn, 384 and 3 quarters, down 1. September corn, 392 and a half, down 1. May soybeans, 951 and a half, down 2. July soybeans, 956, down 2 and a quarter. August soybeans, 955, down 2 and a quarter. May wheat, 526 and a half, up 7 and 3 quarters. July wheat, 524, up 6.5. September wheat, 532.5, up 7. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn and soybeans lower and wheat ending higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain deals quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny lower at $3.50 to $3.72. Soybean bids were 2 cents lower at $9.18 to $9.35. In central Illinois, country grain deals quoted shell corn bids down a penny at $3.47 to $3.73. Soybean bids 2 cents lower, ranging from $9.31 to $9.51. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to a penny lower at $3.63 to $3.80. Soybean bids down 2 cents at $9.32 to $9.57. And the wheat bids were 5 to 8 cents higher at $4.35 to $4.94. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents lower at $9.64 to $9.72. Basis steady, range from 12 to 20 over the May. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $3.14.20 to $3.37.20 per ton. That's down $2.90, with basis steady at 5 to 28 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down a penny at $3.74 to $3.91, with basis steady, range from 3 under to 14 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at $3.73 to $3.75, with basis steady to 1 cent lower at 4 under to 2 under the May. Soybeans ended steady to down 2 at $9.49 to $9.57, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 3 under to 5 over the May. And new crop wheat prices ended 5 to 7 higher at $5.06 to $5.12, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 18 under to 12 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to a penny lower at $3.93 to $3.94. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by a penny, with quotations at $9.75 to $9.76, soft wheat up 8 at $5.27 to $5.34, and Milo ended steady to a penny lower at $4.42 to $4.43. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.61 up to $3.73. New crop soybean bids at $8.86 to $9.16. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.58 to $3.73. New crop soybean bids range from $9.04 up to $9.22. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from $3.62 to $3.76. New crop soybean bids range from $8.90 up to $9.16. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $4.85 up to $5.12. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, $158.80, down $3. June live cattle, $148.80, down $2.77. August live cattle, $146.55, down $2.12. April feeder cattle, $212.45, down $4.02. May feeder cattle, $209.72, down $3.97. August feeder cattle, $211.45, down $3.57. April lean hogs, $62.55, up 45 cents. May lean hogs, $71.77, up $1.27. June lean hogs, $78.15, up $1.35. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 10th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.06 higher in the range of $52 to $61.95, with a weighted average carcass price of $60.10. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $27 to $30, 4 to 5 weights $36 to $34, 5 to 6 weights $33 to $36, and 6 weights and up $35 to $38. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $37 to $40. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 15,828 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 294 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 160-150 to 167-75. Holstein steers choice were 144 to 151.50, and choice slaughter heifers were 159.50 to 166.25. On to the slaughter cows, premiums were 150 to 154, breakers 103 to 105 with some high dressing at 125, boners were 104 to 109, and leans were 82 to 86 with some high dressing at 97. Now moving on to a special feeder cattle sale at Carthage, Illinois. They had receipts of 930 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 289 to 324.50. Five weights were 260 to 298. Six weights were 240 to 281. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 250 to 278. 5 weights 217 to 260, and 6 weights were 209 to 230. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 195 to 301, and 5 weights were 262 to 271. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 162 to 165, and on a dress basis, 260 to 267. Heifers on a live basis traded at 165 to 166, and on a dress basis, 262 to 267. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 253 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $65.87, and that was 27 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $256.51, that was $2.54 lower, with select carcasses at $249.91, that was $1.88 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 90,000. That compared to 97,000 last week and 103,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running behind 7.6%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 407,000. That compared to 406,000 last week and 366,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter is running ahead on a year-to-date basis by 4.8%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The Environmental Protection Agency entered into a consent decree agreeing to a court-enforced timeline for establishing renewable fuel standard renewable volume obligation numbers for 2014 and 2015 on Friday, according to Growth Energy. The decree came from a lawsuit by the American Petroleum Institute and the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers regarding EPA's failure to complete the 2014 and 2015 requirements by deadlines required by law. Growth Energy CEO Tom Buse is pleased to hear EPA has finally put a process in place to establish some certainty for biofuel producers. The timeline is to have the proposed 2015 RVO rule by June 1st and 2014 and 2015 volume obligations by November 30th. Though not part of the consent decree, Growth Energy is also pleased to see EPA has committed to finalizing the 2016 RFS RVO numbers this year, too. By taking this action, Buse says the agency is ensuring the RFS is back on a path to certainty for the biofuels industry, providing the necessary guidance for the industry to continue to thrive and advance alternative fuel options for American consumers. If USDA hogs and pigs numbers are used as the best estimate of future supplies, then Purdue University Extension ag economist Chris Hurt says pork production will be up by about 7% in the second quarter, followed by an 8% surge in the summer quarter. The hogs for the last quarter will come from this spring's farrowings, when producers indicated a 2% increase. The number of pigs per litter this spring is expected to be about 5 to 6% higher. It would result in pork supplies in the last quarter of 2015 being higher by about 7 to 8%. Here's the important part of all those numbers from Chris Hurt.
So I think the bottom line is we probably are going to be in the 6 to 8% higher pork supplies as we go through the rest of the year, but maybe not up the 10% we've seen recently. Current futures derive price estimates for 2015 are for live hog prices to average about $51 per hundredweight. Now that's down from a record, unbelievable number of $76 back in 2014. My personal bias is to believe that hog prices will actually recover some and post average prices that are several dollars higher. That'd be around $53.
If Hertz's supply estimates are correct, then he projects the following price averages for the year: $48, $54, $58, and $51 by quarter, respectively. These will make profit margins tight for the hog producer.
With an average estimated hog price near $53 per live hundredweight for 2015, we currently estimate cost estimates around $52, given our current feed price expectations. If so, this would mean a small profit of about $2 a head for the entire year of 2015, and the best of those profits would be in the third quarter, with small losses in the first quarter already passed, as well as in the fourth quarter this year.
Hurt says these low expectations for positive returns should keep producers from making further expansion plans. Nearly $2.8 million of the Soil and Water Conservation District funding for fall 2015 has been suspended by the Governor's Office of Management and Budget and Illinois Department of Agriculture. The suspension of funds accounts for 37.3% of the total $7.5 million appropriations districts receive for operations. If the suspension is not lifted, soil and water conservation districts around the state will be forced to dismantle their workforce. Only $4.7 million has been released to fund the operations of soil and water conservation districts so far this fiscal year. That constitutes about $33,900 to each of the 97 districts, plus health insurance premiums. Districts still need $1.75 million total, or about $18,800 per district, to fund the districts through the remainder of this fiscal year. These funds are for salaries of the employees at the 97 districts. Soil and water districts are now operating with about 149 employees statewide, or about 30% fewer employees than just 8 years ago. Soil and water conservation districts were established during the Dust Bowl era to combat the soil erosion taking place. The district serves as a point of contact to landowners wishing to address resource concerns on their property and assists in delivering programs that prevent erosion from urban development of tillable soil that threaten our agricultural economy and the sustainability of our surface water. Each Soil and Water Conservation District office is responsible for bringing state and federal agency funding to both rural and urban citizens in Illinois. Districts return to the local economy an average of $23.57 for every $1 spent for their operation. Soil and Water Conservation District programs are capable of adding more than $400 million to the state's economy every year, but if they're forced to close due to a lack of funding, the valuable services they provide to the residents of Illinois will disappear completely. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.